share the Bible reading now. And we'll start with Sue. We're reading from Luke 2.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
Start again.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
God sent a message to shepherds on night shift. Shepherds of all people. A shepherd is a person whose job it is to take care of sheep and move them from one place to another. A sheep herder. We often think of shepherds as the Christmas card shepherds. You know, shepherding had been a history, had a noble profession in history of Israel. People had this job like Abraham, Moses, and David, names that we know. There is this sense of relatively clean animal lovers. But by the first century, shepherding had lost its standing. Shepherds were one of the lowest class of people, just ahead of lepers. Men usually became shepherds because they couldn't find any other way of supporting themselves. This was the only job that they could get. Not out of a desire to look after cute little sheep, like we have on our Christmas cards. Shepherds were borderline social outcasts. They were constantly on the move to find feed for their flocks, and they were looked on with suspicion. They were often accused of stealing. They couldn't give a testimony in court, as they weren't considered trustworthy to do so. And they didn't have much contact with other people because they were with their sheep 24/7. They worked all night, every night. They were likely to be wild, smelly men. And then there's the sheep. On the whole, fairly simple creatures. And I don't know if you've had much to do with sheep. When I was a teenager, my family had a hobby farm, which included breeding goats and keeping sheep. And sheep were somewhat dumb in comparison to the goats. Although I wouldn't call them stupid, there was something that just wasn't romantic about sheep. And the smell when they were wet was not good. If you've never smelt a wet sheep, it's not a great smell. But God sent messengers to the shepherds. Of all the people that God could have sent an angelic message to, it would be shepherds. Let's think about it. He could have sent angels to the Sanhedrin, which was the group that ruled Israel, or to a group of priests. or to the royals. Or perhaps he could have sent a messenger to Caesar Augustus and he would have made it a holiday. But God didn't pick the powerful. God picked the commoner, the lowly, simple Jewish shepherds, the outcasts. And the shepherds were going about their everyday life. They guarded their animals from wild animals and thieves. And yet, the angel came to them to announce the birth of the Messiah that would bring great joy and hope for all humankind. The painting you see on the screen is angels announcing the birth of Christ to the shepherds by Govert Flink in the 1600s. I haven't just chosen this because he's Dutch and I'm half Dutch. If we look at the angels first, Flink has assembled this delightful assortment of spiritual messengers. Now, he was an apprentice to Rembrandt. So if you've seen any of Rembrandt's paintings, you'll see some similarities. We have these chubby cherubs or baby angels, and they're playful. They're raining down from heaven and they're tumbling in the sky. We have two angels, one in white, the other in black, leaning back on the clouds, looking around them. The main angel stands before the shepherds, announcing the birth of the Christ child and pointing to Bethlehem. The main angel is mobbed by the cherubs, and there are even two that appear from underneath the angel, out from the angel's robe. By presenting these messengers as playful, tumbling cherubs, Flink is telling us a story about the collision of two worlds that happens at Christmas. The world of the shepherds is dark and browned. There's undergrowth, there's tangled trees, the animals are this jumbled mess. Only the shepherd's dog looks quizzically up to the sky. There's confusion. Some of the shepherds are terrified, some hide. One is sound asleep. One cradles a child from danger. But the top half of the painting is filled with light, and this light begins to bleed into the darkness of the everyday world. Hope comes. The angel leans in gently towards the shepherds. Flink brings this divine and human close. Maybe we are like the shepherds, confused, scared, or just going about our daily lived experience. May we hear the angel's message. May we smile again at the dancing cherubs and yearn for the hope that comes only through Jesus. These shepherds remind us of hope. God reaches out to the commoners, to us. The commoners of the shepherds were not even considered the ordinary, but they were actually considered the less than ordinary. God works the night shift. God has not forgotten us. Our hope comes from God working in us. We're inspired as we see ourselves in the shepherds, and we're challenged to honour and love people as God does. There's plenty of shepherds among us now, not necessarily herding sheep, but they're part of our everyday lives. We have people that are chronically unemployed, struggling with mental health, homeless, not clean. Perhaps people that we may not generally invite over for dinner. In fact, we often turn away when we see them, or maybe even pretend that we don't see them at all. It's a challenge for us. Here is the promise of Christmas. God will reach out for us often from the most unlikely of circumstances or persons. A shepherd, a homeless person, even a tiny baby born to an unwed teenage mother. The essence of the message will always be, listen to me, come to me, and know you are loved. Christ is our hope. Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ by the command of God, our Saviour, and of Christ Jesus, our hope. They're the words that Paul wrote in 1 Timothy. Christ Jesus, our hope. This Christmas we remember hope and peace and joy and love. The hope, peace, joy and love of God through the birth of Jesus as God with flesh on. This is good news for the shepherds, and this is good news for us. The shepherds remind us that we can know hope in all circumstances, including in our struggles. We can know God's hope in the night shifts of life. Christ is our hope, and we can know hope in the everyday life. And we're reminded to offer hope to others as God offered hope to the shepherds. Hope is born at Christmas. Hope renews us every day. We can be encouraged as we remember the shepherds and the connection of God's story with our own story as hope is born. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for this night. A night to celebrate Christ's birth, a night of hope. Father and Creator God, thank you for your amazing love, given so generously. Thank you for the story of the shepherds. Forgive us for our sin, for our pride, for when we make our lives all about ourselves and don't put you in the center. Thank you that the things that we think, say and do that are not of you are forgiven through Jesus' death on the cross in our place. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for coming as a human, taking our place. Holy Spirit, help us to ponder the good news of Christ's birth. Help us to remember that hope is born. And hope renews us every day. Amen.